Muslim, our spiritual brothers and sisters. You also invited me and organized this meeting. So I very much appreciate, I think many times, I think I mentioned, and my own birthplace near Kumbum Monastery, a small village, some Muslim families there. So we quite familiar, these Muslim brothers, sisters. Then age 5, I reached Lhasa. There, Tibetan Muslim community. Perhaps I think around 1,000 Muslims. I think you already may have heard, perhaps some may not. So there's nothing wrong to repeat. When one thing I remember, of course, every Tibetan government festival, something, the delegation or representative of Muslim community always participate. So,
this is the
And now here you see no one. In Tibet, you see Muslim, you see wear one red, you see hat, and something like that. No, that also is one thing. Another thing, quite similar, on red, is the hat. I think some turkey. Now, those days, did you Yes. So, it goes very well. You see this, kazada, tassel, and your bear. Wonderful. So, very familiar. And then me personally, I think I mentioned before also, you see, 13th Dalai Lama kept some pocket watch. So I used some of these pocket watch. So then, one occasion, you see, the watch is a little bit damaged, not working properly. So at that time, one Muslim, we consider great sort of watch sort of repairing. Watchman, mechanics. Oh, I remember his face very clearly. White, so what's it, turban? And the color of the beard, little bit reddish. No one here. Reddish beard. No. I don't know. His is beard, little bit reddish. So, I met him and asked to repair the watch, and he carefully repaired. Then he advised me, a person who keep pocket watch in pocket should feel his pocket one ache there. So that he hints me, the watch must take care. I inspired the watch in the pocket I run here and there and drink something, so he advised me like that. I remember, and not only myself, by my mother, very fond, you see, that Muslim gentleman, like that. So, since childhood, quite familiar. Then more important, after 59, many Tibetan Muslims come to India and they eventually settle near Srinagar. I have been few times. Then I think last few years, because of the situation not very peaceful, so I could not go there. But I think 2 years ago, maybe about 2 years ago, you see, I visited, you see, there, Asadi settlement. I met. Then I really, a little bit surprised and also very much sort of deeply touched. Some of their children speak Tibetan very well. So that means they, in their family, they still use Tibetan language and Lhasaian dialect. So they claim Tibetan Muslim, not Ladakhi Muslim. They usually call Tibetan Muslim and speak Tibetan. Of course, except religion, Islam. But still, you see, their way of life is very much in the spirit of Buddhist culture. So I always make example, like Tibetan Muslim, religiously Muslim. But they live through I think at least this is several generations in Tibet, in Tibetan community. So you see, their way of life is very much in the spirit of Buddhist culture, like that. So I always make distinction, like Christian teaching or Christian culture. Judaism, Jewish culture. We can make distinction. As far as culture is concerned, related with community. Religion is concerned, related with individual. So then, since I came to India as a refugee, many occasions, meeting with Muslim brothers, sisters, and also since 1975, I carry one sort of my practice in order to promote religious harmony. Pilgrimage to every sort of sacred or say shrines. I start that Sarnath, Varanasi. One day, same day, first one small mosque, then Hindu temple, then Christian church, then I think one Jain, one Gudrua. So in order to get closer feeling, emotionally, I start that practice. So since then, whenever I have opportunity, like Tibetan settlement, bigger settlement in Mongkut, again one day I visit, I think one small, I think mosque and some Hindu temple, like that. So with this spirit, I also have the opportunity, Ajmer, that is Sufi. Eventually, the leader of the Sufi at Ajmer, become very close friends. Ajmer.
Sofia.
Okay. Oh.
Sofia Nurbakhsh.
Karsas. Oh. You from Ajmer?
Ajmer,
yes. Right, right, right. One, the Muslim sort of teacher had, usually you see, wear yellow robe. You know? Oh. So we become very, very close friends. Like that. And then, of course, Khasa Dilit Khasa, Masjid. Jama Masjid. Few occasion, I went there. One time in Delhi, one international Muslim conference. They invited me. So afterward, we all sort of carry pilgrimage to Jama Masjid. So I wear one Muslim hat. And then, you see, with other Muslim brothers, you see, we pray Allah. So many media people took a lot of picture with white hat and everything like that. Next day, I saw a lot of picture. I said, Dalai Lama almost become like a Muslim. Except the red robe. Oh. So I had a little bit sort of anxiety or anxious. What? The Hindu sort of reaction. But then later I was told, many Hindus really feel very happy. You see, I mix with different faith, people from different faith. As a truly spiritual brothers, sisters. So those Hindus, many Hindus, they feel, oh, that kind of the interaction is helpful to bring the Muslim community into mainstream of Indians. Like that. So I'm quite familiar. Then I think you know, September 11th sort of tragedy in New York and Washington, just 1 year after some kind of prayer meeting in American Washington National Cathedral, one big ceremony or meeting. They also invited me. At that time I was in Washington. So that big gathering, I told. You see, these, what you call terrorist, right? Terrorist act. You see, carried by Muslim background, Muslim. But this should not, because of this incident, should not generalize. Whole Muslim is something negative. This is totally wrong, unfair. Some mischievous people among all major religious traditions, for the follower of different traditions. Among the Hindus, some mischievous people there. Among the Jews, among the Christian, among the Buddhist. Yes, there are mischievous people there. So few mischievous people act, use that, then generalize the tradition. That's totally wrong. So since then, every occasion, some interfaith meeting. I'm a Buddhist. I'm non-believer about Allah. But I came forward to different Islam tradition. As you rightly mentioned, Islam, according many of my sort of friend, they say, genuine practitioner of Islam, should not sort of harm other people. genuine practitioner of Islam must extend love to entire creature of Allah. And then any person who claim themselves as a Muslim but create bloodshed actually no longer Islam practitioner. And then one time, you see, the former chief minister of JK, the state, the Farooq Abdullah, one time he told me the very meaning of jihad is not harming other, but compared with your own destructive emotion. So that all major religious, all sort of major religious tradition, you see, teach us practice of love, tolerance, forgiveness. So you see, person who follow different tradition, you see, when destructive emotion, anger, hatred, and about to harming other, then that moment, you see, jihad, combat that destructive emotion. So all major religious tradition who really practice self-discipline, sometimes not easy. You see, some attempts where destructive sort of negative attempt comes, then you must control that. So that's the meaning of jihad. So I think people, including many media people, you see, the wrong interpretation about jihad. So I genuinely, respect, admire your tradition. And then, that religious harmony. I think basically, India, Bharat, this country. I think, I always telling people, India is a living example where all major world religion live together. This is not modern Indian, but I think over 1,000 years. Beside homegrown religion, that is Sanghism, Jainism, Buddhism, and later Sikhism, then very, very early period, Zoroastrian from ancient Persia. Then Christian, Muslim, Jews, all this is settled very well here. I always admire in Bombay, the Parsi, very small community. Recently I was in Bombay, I asked the answer, the Parsi population, now less than 100,000. But no fear. Millions of Hindus and some Christians, some Muslims, very small community. Very safe, very peaceful. That's India. Few years ago, Jodhpur, some sort of program in Jodhpur, I visited there. There I met one Romanian. He told me he carried some research about religious harmony in this country. He told me he found one Muslim village near Jodhpur. So according to Indian standard, the village means at least a few thousand population. Not like some Ladakhi village, I think a few families, not that way. In plain, there's a lot of people. So Muslim village in the sense, I think a few thousand population. There, he found, summary, only three Hindu families, no fear, completely safe and friendly. So he surprised that. So that's real India. Occasionally, sometimes due to politicians, you see certain sort of problems. That's understandable. You see, over billion population, some mischievous people always there. I hope the small population in Ladakh, I think mischievous people are much less, I think. Almost zero, maybe, hopefully. So over billion population, of course, understandable. Some mischievous people always there. And sometimes this is some different people manipulate such faithful people. So India's religious harmony, it is really good example to rest of the world. And then now I would like to sort of appeal Muslim brothers, sisters. Sometime I suggested the Ladakhi Muslims, now here, how many Sunnis, how many Shia? How many Sunnis here? Those Shia, raise hand. Two? Three? Then? Shia. Oh. Then Sunni. Okay. Hey, you? Shia. Sunni? Shia. Oh. Looks like Iran. Oh. So now, really, I think firstly, I am Buddhist. I must confess. Burmese Buddhist and Sri Lanka Buddhist, harming some Muslims. I really feel very ashamed. And when I first heard some people called Buddhist terrorists in Burma, harming some Muslims there. When I first heard that, I was in Washington. And I expressed, please, those Buddhists must think about the face of Buddha. If Buddha there, definitely, 100%, he will protect those Muslims. I expressed that way. So now, it is quite sad. Some Buddhist also is harming some Muslim in Sri Lanka also. Then, Sri Lanka, some Buddhist Hindus also sometimes some difficulties. Then, Middle East. This very moment, Shia and Sunni killing each other. Pakistan also. Sometimes I jokingly is expressing those Pakistani Shia should come to India, much safer. No danger. So that's really very, very sad. Very sad. And then Christian Islam. I mean Christian and Muslim in Africa, like Nigeria. Really, very sad. So I really feel Indian Muslims, I think should try do something. Firstly, national level, some kind of conference by Indian Muslims, and set up some kind of group, some respected leader, both Sunni and Shia, and try to communicate those areas where killing between Sunni and Shia. We Buddhists, we cannot do much. You, I think, really, I think some possibility. So the Ladakhi Muslim here, it is not sufficient just you keep harmony here. You must more active. So Ladakhi Muslim alone cannot do much. So you see, try to leaders in Khaza, Jammu Masjid is where, Jammu Masjid. Good, this is a current thing. Well, what was called that big?
Bukhari.
Bukhari, yes.
Ahmad
Bukhari and some other sort of leaders. I think you should sort of go and as a Muslim, other Muslim brothers, sisters, killing. You remain indifferent. It's not good. Like Burmese Buddhists doing that, I not kept quiet. I express very sad that those Buddhists must think about face of Buddha. Whether they listen or not, that's beyond my control. But as my duty, my responsibility, I express that. So you Ladakhi Muslims, I think please think more seriously. See, your century-old tradition of harmony, not only Buddhist community, but also, you see, within your own sort of Shia and Sunni, wonderful sort of relations. So I think you should initiate something and then try. Whether they listen or not, that's something different. But as far as your own side, you see, morally, you should fulfill the desire of Allah. Allah never want Muslims themselves killing each other. How? So please think. Of course, if you try, in spite of because of the effort, fail, then no regret. We try our best, but did not succeed, okay. But remain indifferent. Sometimes you may feel, something, isn't it? So that I want to suggest to you. Small appeal. Okay. Then Ladakhi Muslim, even because worldly way, because jiden chuye, worldly level also, then you get some good name. Not necessarily get some any prize, but at least good name. Ladakhi Muslim, who truly have very close relations, Sunni and Shia. So they carry some sort of effort, you see, to help those other Muslim brothers, sisters who really suffer a lot. So I feel that I want to share with you. If too much, then forget. Please, forgiveness, really. Forgive to me. If you feel Dalai Lama too long nose, then please, sorry. Apologize. Thank you.